Saturday, April 15th. We're in Canada this morning for the signing of the Great Lakes Treaty, then returned to Washington, getting in about noon, and I came on home. Henry told me on the plane that there'd been a problem in that the North Vietnamese now want to put off the April 24th talk, and the question is whether he can go to Moscow or not. His inclination is to go anyway, and then just come back. He doesn't feel he can go to Moscow in May when the Paris talk will be, because it's too close to the president's trip. So he spent quite a little time with the president on the plane on that subject. Rogers wanted to see the president to get some guidance on his testimony on Monday, but the president didn't see him and had me tell him that he was dictating some talking points for him, and we'd be sending those over to him. President did call me on the phone this morning before we left Canada and wanted me to have the PR guys hit harder on the concept that North Vietnam had invaded South Vietnam, that we should be prepared to counterattack hard on Wednesday when the Democratic doves on the Hill take us on. He wants to get them out on a limb and then assault them for their lack of patriotism. He feels we need to maintain the feeling that the president has support in the country, and we need to mobilize support and evidence of it. The president called me at 2 o'clock after I got home, said that they'd worked out Henry's problems and he would probably still go ahead with the Moscow trip. Also, Henry had been very upset this morning because Abrams had sent a cable warning of the grave dangers of the far north bombing runs that the president had ordered, which almost precluded the possibility of doing them, because if anything went wrong, Abrams could say that they were done against his advice, professional advice and all. The president said on the phone they're going ahead with the strikes tonight and that he's seriously considering putting on a blockade later this week. So he emphasized again the importance of a good, solid PR run on the reasons for this. He summed up the Canadian trip as a pain in the ass, but a minor plus, so that it means a lot to them, but not much to us. He's worried because Rogers, in his testimony Monday, wants to back away from the Laird position, and we can't have the administration speaking with two voices. And he said the problem with Rogers is really it just isn't the right job for him. The president called me last night at midnight after I'd gone to bed, saying he just had an idea, wanted us to put a plant in the demonstrators in Canada and find out if any of them were U.S. deserters. So I have some people trying to check that out. He has the OAS dinner tonight, end of April 15th.